Late move because we're going to be running late. I'm just going to go through a few final things. First of all, for next week, you've got some reading which is on Moodle, so you can either go and get the book or you can download it as a PDF, which is a kind of bad photocopy that I've done. So apologies for the quality of it, but at least it's there so you're not all fighting for, I don't know, I think there's five of these books in the library, and clearly there's more of you. So. I thought I would do the copy for you.
Will we be using this?
Sorry?
Will we be using this?
In class, yeah.
So if one wanted to maybe buy it other than book?
You can do. I mean, wouldn't assume that all of you would want to purchase the book, but you could do.
We could go and see, find out about it more. Okay.
But certainly for the pages I'm asking you to read, they're there. They're on Moodle. Okay. You can go and get them. And made your life easier.
Do we need to just sort of absorb the information, or do you want us to be looking for specific notes?
I want you to absorb it, read it, and be prepared to talk about it.
Okay.
Talking about sort of whittling your ideas down to 1 minute, how about trying to do it in what will be less than 140 characters in a tweet? Okay, everybody on Twitter?
No.
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are.
Of course you will be.
Of course you will be. Okay. Of course you'll have to be.
All right then.
Okay, so get on there. You love it, you hate it, doesn't matter. You need to go on Twitter. It's a communication tool that we use throughout the MA suite, and you need to just go with it. You can still hate it, I don't mind. You can hate it, but you need to go on there. So get yourself a Twitter account. Some of you won't know what that means, maybe. Do you know what a hashtag is? Yeah? What, using that hashtag MAN to MA Enterprise? Ask someone else if you don't know what I'm talking about here. Okay? So if you don't know what I'm talking about, ask someone else. But you need to use that so I can recognize, I can see all your tweets and pull them down together because they have that attached
to the tweet. Is the
compulsory?
No.
AMT on this?
No, it doesn't matter, it can still come
on. Yeah. Does this have to be the only use your word of it? Is
there it should be what you're working towards, yeah. What you don't want is every time you come to class, every time I ask you to do something, to be another idea. So, initially, we're all aware that some of you have talked about something today and you might change your mind. But you do need to make a decision at some point. The sooner you make a decision, the easier it is for you to work on it. Yes?
If you've got a great entrepreneurial idea, however, are you not then handing it out to everyone who follows you on Twitter?
Yeah.
How much of an idea can you communicate on Twitter in less than 140 characters?
No. I'm thinking I'll create a... Can you create a second fake account?
Yeah, you could create a fake account.
That doesn't have my name on it and has no followers?
If you want to. The ethos we take in this class is very much that you're going to be sharing your idea, the very least, amongst your peers. And the issues around intellectual property, you might want to not get into certain details so that you don't get a problem with intellectual property. But you've got to be able to talk about an idea to other people. You can't just work in a silo. And so being able to do a tweet that very briefly describes your idea, it's unlikely that there's going to be somebody out there that's going to find that unusual idea that you've written in, 134 characters or something, and be able to steal it and be out there with it before you... I just doubt that would happen. So I'm not personally concerned about that. But we're on an MA course, so when you're making decisions about what project to work on, you might say, well, okay, that highly sensitive project, I'll park that, I'll leave that, I won't use it in my enterprise module. I'll use a different kind of project idea or different aspect of it so that I can make sure I can share a certain amount of details with the class and beyond as well, to fit in with the ethos of the module. Okay, so you're clear as to what to do for next week. And just a couple more final things. First of all, we started the class with those entrepreneurs, those heroes of entrepreneurship. And I guess one of the things I might be suggesting is that as you work through this module, you might set yourself some case studies, some role models that suit you better, that function better for the area that you want to work in. I won't go through all of these. Some of them you might recognise. But they're a mix of social entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial individuals working in different aspects of the creative and media industries, and might be more appropriate role models than the Richard Bransons of this world. This presentation is available on Moodle, and here's a few references maybe some of the key references that I use, so you might want to have a look at those. The David Bray books there at the bottom. And that's my email and my contact details if you haven't already got them. So please take that down and email me if you've got any problems. I want to make sure that everybody signed these registers. So if you came in late and you didn't get the chance, please come over and find the right register for your course. Just one final thing. This is kind of aimed at international students, but is open to all students. My colleague Paul Long, who you met perhaps on Friday morning at the induction, is organising a sort of extracurricular session aimed, as I said, at international students around the nature and demands of studying for an MA in the UK. It's a very informal session, and the first one will be on Monday the 4th. October at 5 p.m. So all are invited to this, Monday the 4th at 5 p.m. It'll be very informal, and it'll be discussions about studying for the MA, but also addressing kind of cultural issues as well. I think he's got plans for watching videos of EastEnders or something. So it'll be both sort of a bit technical in some ways and raising your awareness of the things you might need to consider when you're studying in the UK, the academic skills you might need to consider, and at the other end it will be much more about sort of cultural chat. I'm sure those of you who know Paul will know that it will no doubt be quite entertaining and a lot of fun. So all are welcome, but it's a little bit more aimed at the international students. I'm hanging around for another 10 minutes or so, so if you've got any questions, do come and ask me. Otherwise, see you next Tuesday or Thursday.